God. How good was it to see the offense kind of just put together an up and down performance like tonight?
No, it was, you know, we had not been swinging the bats great, and you know, we were a little bit stagnant early on in the game, and you know, with Bass giving up some runs, which you don't normally see, we had to pick it up a little bit later, and these guys, like they typically do, they responded. You know, obviously, you know, we get to scratch a couple across and then have a big seventh inning, and you know, that was kind of put us in a good position to win the game. So it was good for us to have a game like this that we're definitely capable of.
What did you think just of the input that you got from Tony Kemp the night?
Yeah, he's been big. He's been swinging the bat really well here recently. You know, sometimes he gets some of the tougher assignments too. He gets the lefties. He's sometimes, you know, he and Ole are the only lefties in there. So whether it's second base, whether it's outfield, you know, whatever role coming into a game, he's been really good for us here in Oakland.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Bob. We've seen Luzardo look pretty electric out of the bullpen at times. Is this about as electric as you've seen him?
You know, I mean, this is basically what we've seen out of him in the bullpen. And from the first outing that he had to, you know, this one where he was back in that role again. So, you know, with Bass being a little bit down, only going four, we gave him a little bit of break as far as pitches go. He gives you three innings of absolute lockdown, six strikeouts, and you know, borderline domination when he's been in this role. So it was good that we were able to get him three innings today, and I think that does a world of good for his confidence too, because he definitely has these type of outings in him.
Manolo Hernandez Duan.
Yeah, I know you're a very modest man. You do not love to speak about yourself, but I'm going to say it. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. You know, it's just another game. It just means I've been around for a while, and I'm lucky to be around for a while. So I've said often, and I told these guys, it's about the players. Players win games for you. You know, my coaches are great and prepare these guys, and these guys are the guys that win all those games. I've just been lucky enough to be around for a lot of them.
Yes, and the production from the top, just talk about Kemp, the bottom part of the lineup, you had more than half of the base hits from Piscotti, Kemp, and Andrews. Could you talk about the contribution of those three?
Yeah, that's what makes a good lineup, you know, that you don't have to just expect to score all your runs at the top and middle of the order, that you know, you can do it at the bottom of the order. And that's exactly what happened today. And when we're going good, you know, that's the dynamic we have. And that's the confidence we have, is that we can score in an inning no matter where we are, and certainly showed up today.
And about Bassick, it was just one of those days. What do you see out of him?
Yeah, I think it was just one of those days. You know, the velo looked good early on. He was just centering up some balls that he doesn't normally do. A couple cutters in the middle of the plate, and then they made him work and throw some pitches. So, you know, I probably was going to cut him a little bit short today, around 80 where he was. But, you know, after the outing that he had last time, and as many pitches as he threw, every now and then you're going to have an outing like this.
Go back to Matt.
Wanted to follow up on Kemp. Did you, when he hit the home run, did you notice his reaction? Did you see him watching it a little bit?
No, I didn't, because I was trying to get another pitcher ready in the bullpen, and I couldn't. So Deke had to come in a role that he's not typically in, and I'll take those two runs. That's my fault. But sometimes you just can't get somebody up and quick enough in time. So no, short answer is I didn't see that.
Let's finish up with Vince Catronio.
Bob, what about the significance of this accomplishment in a place where you manage your first big league game, and where the journey has taken you, and how you have seemed to have certainly found a home, which is great for A's fans, but it started there and it happened in Seattle?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I thought about that a little bit. It's been a long road, and you know, you learn a lot from your first time. I thank Pat Gillick, you know, for it's an honor to be picked by a guy like Pat Gillick. So, you know, to start out here and then, you know, come back here, get this win, you know, probably a little irony as far as that goes, but you know, was just, it's been a long road, and I'm lucky that I've had a couple of jobs and someone else took a chance on me a little bit later.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right.